under that umbrella, so it is.
Okay.
So everything goes smoothly.
Awesome. For some whatever reason, the recording did not record for your message, as beautiful as it was.
Oh, no.
I have no idea why, but you got to trust it. You just have to know there's a reason. Maybe you would just intellectualize it or whatever. But I'm just seeing you covered by the light so you can receive it, respond to it, live with it. All right.
Thank
let me just
so
do final.
Much love.
All right. Much love, sweetheart.
Final outcome. Let's see. Thank you.
And say your name one more time, please.
Helen.
I had a feeling we were going to need this. And say your name one more time, please.
Helen.
Thank you. Keep getting sacrifice. Figure that out for you. And say your name one more time, please.
Helen.
Thank you. There we go. I kept getting sacrificed. So again, it's like, what do you believe is real? What do you believe is real? What you're doing is opening up to the universal energies. And when I was trying to figure it out, I had this little flower that's got these little rhinestone looking things. But anyway, there was a tiny little twinkling. So again, you're learning how to respond to the light. You're learning how to live in the light. And this is exactly what your soul wants. So, yeah, it's good, sweetheart. All right, much love,
thank
honey.
You. Mm-hmm. Much love.
Okay, Elena, how may we help you?
Hi.
Hi.
Can I have a message, please?
Sure.
Thanks.
And say your first name, please.
Elena.
And say it one more time, please.
Elena.
Enjoy your final response. Enjoy your final homecoming. Enjoy your relaxed position. In English, enjoy the love of the Lord. Enjoy your holy remembrance. They're helping you to align with joy, with true remembrance. So it's like Helen's message. She's learning how to align with the light and have that be her broker, have that be her helper. And what you're learning how to do is to proceed with wisdom. In other words, you know how to tune into it. What you're learning to do is how to relax in it. So this would be the peace that passes, you know, all understanding. You're A higher self is saying, it's like, oh, what is it saying? You're a very good steward of that true association. So you have greater remembrance in terms of how to bring forth that liberation, how to bring forth that consensus more times than not. So in English, we've talked about this. You know how to come undone. In other words, you know how to be in prosperity. You know how to be in the light. You know how to travel in those inner sequences, in those inner circles. So they're saying now is the time to reveal that. Now is the time to demonstrate that. Now is the time to choose that greatest responsiveness. Yeah, the compliment goes to you. Every time I tune into you, you have ancient memory. What they mean by that is you have lifetimes where you were just consistent. They're showing me the death card with you. Again, not physical death, but like death of the ego, meaning that you know how to travel in those higher allowances. As you will choose. So the mind sometimes thinks, well, you know, this is going on, that's going on. Who knows what's going to happen with this? So I must have concern. Where really, this is the whole point, as you relax in the Lord, as you relax in that strength, as you relax in that divine positioning, then that energy really brings forth, and that goes back to Helen's message, that energy really brings forth the grace, brings forth the healing, brings forth the realization that they're saying time stands for no one, where as you exist beyond time, and they're showing me the card spiritual strength, that brings the answer key. So you're learning how to strengthen that resolve. You're learning how to allow that true consent. You do it, no doubt. What you're learning to do is accept your, they're saying natural state, tell her natural state. So this is something that you actually know how to do on an ongoing consent. How do I say this? Like, to the world, it would seem irresponsible. It's like, but what about what they're saying today? And aren't you worried about that? And aren't you worried about this? So it's a weird thing, but you're going to notice that there are energies that are trying to keep you in fear, trying to keep you down and saying, it can't be that simple. Don't be a fool. And this is part of your graduation, to move into that greater sense of source, that greater sense of love that has carried you through and will continue to, they're saying, beyond measure. So in English, it's like learning how to be in that plane of existence, that plane of true authority. And you're just going to notice it. Like when I tune into your energy, how do I put this in words? There's an offering on the table is what they're saying. There's like an offering as you will receive, as you will, receive. I don't know how to make it. It's there. You're very, what would be the word? You're very entitled. You're very, very entitled. In other words, there is energy within you that you've already mastered, that you're learning how to agree with. And say your name again, please.
Elena.
Triumph. You're loved. Triumph. Success. You're loved. You're loved. Recognition and reward. The cards don't get better than that. You're very much loved. Receive that love. Receive it for yourself. Allow it to be an ongoing presence. All right. I hope that helps. What they're doing is, I literally see you being wrapped around. They're like endorsing you. They're helping you to receive your own understanding. They're helping you to feel your own energies. So I hope that helps. And did you have a question?
Well, I guess it isn't so much a question, just, you know, I guess something to communicate. And strangely enough, I usually have, most of the time I have the TV on at night to help me sleep, relax and whatever, and I'll find something spiritual to listen to or some documentary or something. And over the last number of days, here shows up the Bible on my YouTube, because I listen to YouTube. And so over the last 3-4 days, I've been listening to that. So I'm wondering if that has any connection with the message.
So you're listening to the Bible, you said?
It's audio. It's the Bible, mm-hmm. But it's audio. I mean,
Yes.
The print on the Bible is so small that, you know, I struggle to see it. And then here I am, I'm finding the Bible on audio on YouTube. So yes, I've been listening to it over the last 3-4 days
because
it's easier to grasp. So has that any bearing on my message?
Yes, ma'am. You're calling it forth. You're calling it forth. The card I got is intuition. So you're returning to your own intuition. So you're returning to sacred scripture. So by receiving it, you're receiving those energies where you knew no lack, where you were responding to those higher channels. So yes, you're calling that forth.
Super.
Very super. Awesome.
Thank you.
So much love, sweetheart.
You.
Thank you. Hi, Kim. How may we help you?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, now, if I walked away from the computer, and I said, she's going to call me. It's funny. Okay, let me put my recorder on. I would love a message, please.
Okay, my mom, please. You've got Saint Germain helping you. It's always nice to have help from Saint Germain, but let me figure out why. And say your name, please.
Kim.
And say it one more time, please.
Kim.
You're going through a very significant time of change. Where you're going to override some old energies, some old beliefs. I feel like there's no accident you came after Elena. I feel like there are some you're a holder of some energies or treatise or something that those energies are being offered to your remembrance again. So let me figure this out. Kim, say your name again, please.
Kim.
And say it one more time.
Kim.
So, it reminds me of all your psychic, like, oh, I knew you were going to call me days. You're going to have, like, your mind just doing its thing, because that's what it does, and the old programming. And then beyond it, it almost is, and this is why you're coming after Elena, there's almost, like, this clearing and this clarity. And the mind's going to be like, well, it can't be that simple, you know, da, 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 da. But as you will prioritize that holy remembrance, as you will prioritize, they're showing me like Dumbo, where he was able to fly with his ears. It's sort of like you fly over that, you step into your own divine authority, you step into your own awarenesses, you step into your own assurances. So you've experienced this, they're saying, where you just go into your own placement, you go into your own stewardship. There is a, what do you call that? It's like this template or what do you call that? It's like covering you, that's what I'll say. So there's an energy that is supporting you right now that is helping you align with that, that's helping you step into that, that's helping you find your footing, helping you find your placement, so that, remember, like flying above, soaring above. I've got Aladdin and the magic carpet. So you're have altitude beyond that normal riffraff, you know, like just what about this, what about that, you know, like da, 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 like it just like a pinball machine. So as you will, and you have Saint Germain, may I add, so as you will align and trust that attainment, that offering, that knowing, that homecoming, like as you align with it, as you honor it, they're saying at last, they're showing me recognition and reward, you will find your placement, you will find your way. They're showing me graduation steps, like you will graduate out of this old energy, this old endorsement. So again, the reason it has influence is we've energized it. So we get scared and then we buy into the fear and now we've bought into it again and now we got this energy that seems to be alive and well. But it's just being fed by us, like don't feed the fears. So some of this is like it becomes unconscious that we don't realize who the master is. So this, there's a word I keep wanting to say. It's just this offering is the best, there's another word though, but regardless. It's helping, they're saying, just say this, it's helping you find your place. It's helping you find your placement, where to put your footing. It's helping you to go beyond that diseased energy and move into your availability. Now, that's what's strengthening. And so they're showing me like tying a knot or whatever. That's what's strengthening. So just know that you're very capable and that you're, there's just this energetic offering that's just making it just easier to see, easier to find. Like you still have to come into agreement with it, but you're going to find that choice is there. And it's just like Elena's message in a way where the mind's like, you're just not going to relax on the Lord, are you? You're just not going to, like it's going to challenge you. But this is the whole point. You know, you're returning at last to your own true nature, to your own true wisdom. And your strength, my dear, it's like, oh, fantastic. And we all know that. So this is the point. You're using that strength for your own self-endorsement, for your own sacred acknowledgement. And again, you've got Saint Germain there by your side. So very, very powerful. And say your name again, please.
Kim.
They're saying like honor your first choice. Like in other words, you're gonna realize that this offering is there. And then that little mind, like almost like in the first glance, you're not concerned, but then the mind starts kicking in. Oh, I didn't think of that. And what if this? So you're learning how to honor that truth. You're learning how to honor that sacred acknowledgement, that sacred wisdom that is they're saying alive and well. And they want me to use those words. So you really impression that, you really give that your first impression. That sacred wisdom that you enjoy, that you travel with, is alive and well. All right, so they want me to leave you with that, not water it down at all. So that's your message and your homecoming. And did you have a question today?
I did not expect a message like that. I'm like kind of blown away a little bit. So I was like, I didn't know. Okay, it's interesting. Interesting. What you're saying is I'm going to be given opportunities to rise above basically my old ways of maybe not trusting. Is that what's basically saying? Because I've It's interesting. I am taking steps forward where I'm like, I got a card that said darkest fears. I'm like, oh, I don't like that card. But then it said, like, about, you know, I know that I'm facing a lot of my darkest fears. I texted my sister, rather than calling, I texted my sister-in-law this morning and clued her in on, you know, that certificate that's coming. And but I said, if you want to know more, you can call me later. I'll be on a workshop from 12 to 2, which is you. I wasn't even sure if I was going to sign on, but I needed my space after the text. She hasn't texted back. But I was like, okay, I'll put it out there. And I'm going to be brave. And the other thing was, I haven't looked at some financial stuff yet. Then I'm like, okay, I'm gearing up to not be afraid. And then I get a card like, you know, like Three of Swords, which is like the three knives in the heart. And then I get another one of swords where the woman's bound. And she's bound up with the tape around her. You know that one. I think it's like Eight of Swords or something. She's against a fence.
Yeah, it's
and then behind her, she's not seeing, you know, all the good stuff that's beyond that fence. So I was like, okay, that's just letting me know not to be afraid. It's not that I am the victim, because I had what happened last night. I had some horrible victim dreams where I was the victim, and even Sam was in the dream, and he wasn't believing me, wasn't listening to me, and this other person, and he was sticking up for that person. It was one of those bizarre dreams. Like, I was so glad to wake up. I'm like, ugh, what was that about? Mm-hmm. You know, like, what was that? Mm-hmm. How did I manifest a dream like that? You know? So like, but I was, maybe because I'm letting go of this victim, because that's why I was feeling pretty good today. And then I get a message from you like, well, it must be good. It must be good.
It's very good, my love. The cards I get is Material Harvest and Third Eye Chakra. It's very good.
I got
good.
Back card to the Material Harvest this morning. I forgot about that one. I mentioned the dark cards, right? But I didn't tell you I got Material Harvest at the same time. So yes. And as far as what you compared me with Elena, I was reading some religious stuff this morning because it's a month from Rosh Hashanah. I just realized my daughter's Hebrew birthday's this week, and it goes into the new month of Elul. Well, people do, like, the king is in the field means like God is the closest mm-hmm. that you can access him. You're more of a, my husband was really into that month, right? Mm-hmm. And I wind up reading something about, they say you're supposed to read, I'm not doing it, but the 27th Psalm. Mm-hmm. Twice a day from now until like Hoshana Rabbah, which is towards the end of all the Jewish holidays. I'm like, oh, I don't know if my husband was doing this. So I read this psalm and I'm like, I like what it's about, but I don't like the lingo. You know, the lingo is to, you know, so it's about trusting God, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, an army can be against me and I can, but, you know, if I fear not, somebody knows this probably by heart, you know, trust in the light. So I took the parts I liked out of it. I'm like, yeah, okay. Somehow I was led to read that, you know, this morning. But I'm also at the same time trying to, I know we once had a conversation when I was up in Boynton and you said that the spirit, where you're at, it's above religion, you know? And I'm having that little bit of that duking it out, like how much do I really want to be involved in what my husband was involved in? How much does it fit with my own beliefs with Abraham and Nicole? And I get a little confused there. I get a little confused. My first thought is what I know from Abraham. Okay. You said go with your first. Then the religion kind of messes me up a little bit. And I'm sure my husband was really twisted from it too. You know, because he knew Abraham as well.
And say your first name, please.
Him.
Listen to your inner guidance. Listen to your own inner guidance. And that's, I pulled the card, partnership with yourself. So your higher self is going to lead you. Your higher self's going to lead you. It yeah. may be that there's parts of the religion that are going to be very revealing to you and very purposeful. It may be that there are other parts that no longer resonate. I don't know the answer, but you will know the answer. So your job is to be willing to be led, and you will be spoken right. to. You will be spoken to. Like you will know. You will come of age. You will come of age.
Right. Because mm-hmm. right. The place, when we went to Israel, the place that we hung out the most was the capital of Kabbalah, and it was, we like the mysticism stuff.
That's how I feel. I feel like you're going to be directly guided. I feel like there's a place and privilege in all things. So it's like, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater kind of thing. And as you open up to your own privilege, meaning not receiving the information from the outer, okay, everyone turn to page, whatever, but receiving the guidance within, you're going to be guided is how it feels like to me. Yeah, and I just got Triumph to confirm that.
Yay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Much
have
love.
Good day.
Yeah. Enjoy St. Germain there. Hi, Joy. How may we help you?
Hi, Nicole.
Hi. Sure.
Thank you.
Stand on your grace. Stand on your power. I literally saw you stepping up. It is time to step up. It is time to acknowledge your oneness. You just look like a high priestess. It is time to open up to your true capacity, your true knowing, your truest claim. When I'm saying this and I tune into you, you just became totally light, like a complete light body. And you're shimmering. Like, I've got pictures, I'm sure you've seen them, where it's like you just don't see the body, you just see white light. That is your spokesman. That's your totem, if you will. That's your accelerated presence. Now I'm looking at a picture, and there's a little, excuse me, part of that picture, it's of a Buddha, actually. But there's a little tiny part of it that just became a piece of birthday cake and beautiful birthday cake. And it was from my favorite birthday cake in my childhood. I mean, boom, there it is. Haven't seen that since I was 7. There it is for your message. So this is about delivering your own recommendation, your own kindness, your own standout impressions. There may be a little bit of a heave-ho kind of thing where you're just going about your linear life, like, okay, you know, what's the next thing to do? But what I can guarantee you is, and they're showing me knots. So there are some knots that are going to have to come undone. Here's how I feel. I feel like there's no accident that you went after Kim's message, because the last part of her message was about her listening to her own guidance rather than, you know, do I follow religion the way someone else is instructing it to me? Do I leave the religion? And the sense that I got with her is she's going to find her own placement. In other words, it's really listening to her own guidance. She may be sent to page 100 when the study guide says page 95. But as she listens to it, it's like, she's got her own teacher that's guiding her home to her own awarenesses. So that's why you came after her, because I literally have 3 knots in this rope, and this rope is your salvation. This is like your alignment with your higher self, with your grace, with your availability. And when I say availability, everything about me suddenly became white light. Like, I can't even explain to you. The words are just don't equate to the relevance. It's like I'm in this column of light, white light now. I feel like I can move any mountain. I can heal any disease. I could do anything. This is your availability. This is your light. So this is what you're, and I see you in this god, in this temple. I don't know if it's like a temple of Isis, something Egyptian. But here's the point. You're accessing it. You're accessing this awareness, this ability. Now, when I tune into this energy, it's the best I have felt all day. Really, it is the absolute best. I see Shekhmet. So open up to Shekhmet's energy. Spend some time honoring her. You want to remember she's an aspect of you. She's not outside of you. She's your remembrance. That's what they're saying to say to you. She's your remembrance. Open up to her. She's going to give you a strength to help you find your way. The energies are just extraordinary. Okay, they want me to keep talking. Work with your dantian, with your navel center. This is your sacral chakra, but this area, your dantian, is where we have our will, where we hold our power. Work with that area, maybe just to diaphragm breathing. You will be guided. You will be guided. But you want to work with this area, and it's going to open you up. It's going to open you up to your highest claim, to your highest knowing. So be led, guided to, it's like you're breathing out of your dantian somehow. They're helping you return. Yeah, they're Shekhmet. They're helping you return to your awarenesses. So with that rope, the reason I'm saying the knots is things have to come undone. So what's coming undone is the old fabrication. So this would be living your life according to someone else's rules, according to someone else's beliefs, versus returning to your own trust, returning to your own truth. You are the high priestess. You're the one in acknowledgement. So, and they're saying there's no turning back. In other words, this is not about following dogmas, not about following other procedures, other lessons. Even, you know, the good, well-meaning adults that taught you this is how to live a good life, or this is how to conduct your day, or whatever. You're learning how to tune into your own strength, your own abilities. Please, please, please pay attention to your own intuition. If you feel like you need to start waking up a half hour early, if you feel like you need to drink more fruit juice, whatever it is, what they're saying is you're receiving that guidance. It's accurate. But you don't 100% believe in or respect your own divine authority. So you just don't even know. You don't know really, should I listen to it? Should I not listen to it? So the more self-respect, more, they're saying, remember, you're the high priestess. So more self-respect as you will, and the energies are so beautiful, as you will come of age, meaning come to appreciate your own divinity, your own acknowledgement. Now, when I said your own divinity, I had Mary Magdalene with you, and she's helping you. She's helping you to respond to your own. Now, may I add, my love, I have never received Mary Magdalene as strongly as I am when I tune into you. So that's how available she is. And I've got all these blue orbs going off confirming this. So imagine that she's your guide. She's one of your guides. And receive her. Receive her. Allow her energies to merge with you where it's helping you to trust yourself. It's helping you to honor yourself, to really return to yourself. I don't know how else to explain this. It's like listening to your own, showing me like note playing sounds, listening to your own vibration, listening to your own vibration. Joy, say your name one more time, please.
Joy.
Enjoying your own company, but when I say your own company, I don't mean like the old prophecy. I mean, there's this higher guidance, this higher energy. Like, I'm noticing the tops of my cabinets that I don't really normally look at, but when I'm tuning into this energy, I'm suddenly looking up. I'm suddenly looking up. So this is what is like cascading around your auric field waiting for introduction. You know, like you go to a party and it's like, well, will you introduce me to her? I think she's cute. So it's like waiting for your introduction, waiting for your readiness. Joy, say your name one more time, please.
Joy.
Oh my gosh, just so beautiful, so beautiful. And I'll leave you with this. There's an energy exchange. In other words, you're learning how to respond to your own energy. You're learning how to respond to your own acknowledgement. And it's beyond the mind. It's beyond all that surface stuff. And that's what I'll leave you with, because it's exactly how I felt about the end of Kim's message, where she's learning how to receive her own self-endorsement. The same thing with you. So honor that. Honor that. You may find that, you know, I always did this, but I really want this. I always used to do it this way, but I really want to do it this way. It's going to be things like that that may seem insignificant, but it's establishing your own connection, your own divine essence. Shekhmet, Mary Magdalene, and opening something with your Dantian, the channels. Just go on YouTube, flip around. You may find something and you may not, but just that whole process of giving yourself permission to return to your own authority. Yeah, I just keep seeing it. You're breathing out of your Dantian. So this is your navel center is what it is. So you're somehow breathing out of it. You're doing some kind of practice. It's very good. All right, so that is your message, my love. And did you have a question?
No, I didn't. That sounds beautiful. Thank you
okay.
so much.
Yeah, you are beautiful. You're very welcome. All right, Heather, how may we help you?
Hi.
Hi.
Ah, okay. Yeah, what is going on? It's a lot. My back, since the second we finished on Sunday. What is the message? Okay. And every message today has been actually pertinent and beautiful, including all that religion and Kabbalah and all that. It's literally perfect.
And say your first name, please.
Heather.
Well, there's definitely something you need to release, and it's quite substantial. When I tune into you, I instantly see a hospital. You're not going to the hospital, but it's representing some old energies, some old injuries. That have been stored, that you've been honoring. They're showing me like Pledge of Allegiance, like you've been in allegiance with, that are misdemeanors that are now ready for, I'm going to say breath work. So just when I was going on and on and on with Joy, it's like, I see you breathing out of your navel. They keep showing me ghosts. It makes me feel like these energies are not yours.
Mm-hmm.
Is how I keep feeling, because the hospital I'm looking at, I just feel like they're somehow inherited or picked up from others or not yours. Mm-hmm. And they're ready for, yeah, they're ready for releasing, because now I see a friend of mine raking his leaves on his lawn, putting it in big trash bags, as you do. So, how to release this? One moment, please. Yeah, they're showing me the release card. Okay, so how to do that? One moment, please. And say your first name again, please.
Heather.
And say it one more time, please.
Heather. Are we at Banner Health in Phoenix, and are we at all the hospitals or one particular in Brookline, Mass? There's something, and it all ties to everything that we've been doing, right? But that felt very specific to go ahead and bring up.
I keep hearing monkey on your back, monkey on your back. Well, I know you're going to do it, because the cards I got are solar plexus and love. So it's the power of love that's going to transmute it all.
Mm-hmm.
One moment. And say your name one more time, please.
Heather.
Thank you. Yeah, now I just literally see on your spine, like Mr. Rogers' sweater or what, with that zipper. So it's like that zipper is being opened, and at last you spring forward. Wow, you've been holding a lot of energies, I feel like, that are due for, oh my gosh, it is so good.
Wow, the word that I just got was dispensation.
You're really about to release a lot. And I also feel like you're going to be releasing weight. Like you no longer need to be holding all this.
Mm-hmm.
I still have that sweater. So your spine, it's like each part of your vertebrae or whatever is part of that zipper, and that zipper is being opened up. And then you're stepping out of it. You're stepping out of it, and you feel lighter. You feel so much lighter. All right, so let me see if I can figure out what to do. One moment, please. And say your name one more time, please.
Heather. Also intertwined with my daughter and in her, yeah, there's a lot. Holding tensions.
Heather, say your name one more time, please.
Heather.
Thank you. Yeah, I've got the waiting game. I feel like you're going to release through this process.
stepping forward, as in with Kim's message, that's been very, very pertinent also. It's like I have no legs, right? The whole restructuring, skeletal, functional framework.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's literally what I see. I see a...
Yay, thank you, Nicole. It's really big. It's big for everybody, this reframing.
So they're clearing out some energies so you can find your way. But I saw actually your chest, those bones in your chest. And it was like an echoing, like a reverberation, where you're literally, and there's that death card again, where you're literally releasing strongholds. And the card they're showing me is strengthening bonds. So this process is very significant for you, is what it feels like, as you're really opening up to light. And I feel like as you do, you're going to be a way shower, where you're carrying a lot of others with you. So of course, that yawning is like somehow they're releasing some stale energies, so that you can move forward in victory, so that you can move forward in your true establishment. So I do feel like you've been holding these energies in a holding pattern sort of until the right moment, until you could conceive. They're showing me almost like freezing eggs or whatever. It's like, okay, now's the time. Now's the time. And I do feel like this has to do with more than just you, that there are energies that are...
Wow.
Oh. It's like I want to move my feathers now. That's really how I feel, like you've got feathers somehow. So Heather, say your name one more time, please.
Heather.
Allow any heartache or loss to travel through. I'm just seeing that there are energies that may just come up, allow them to come up, be stirred, be released. All right, let me just do a final outcome here and say your name again, please.
Heather.
Thank you. You got wings. Yeah. So funny. When I look at you, I literally, like I'm Archangel Michael or something, I got my angel wings. And I'm like, you got wings. So the card I pulled for final outcome is spread your wings. Spread your wings. Yeah, I feel like there's going to be some working through it. But remember, it's energy, it's consciousness. Right. At the end of the day, I really feel like you're coming undone. Like I literally, almost like those nesting dolls, whatever, like there's a big one, a smaller one, that it's like I see your spirit moving forward and I seeing old energy being released. So you hold a lot of energy for a lot. But now is the time, the day of your declaration. Now is the day of your really springing forward. So move through the consciousness, move through the energies. I do feel like you're going to have, it's almost like Ghostbusters, where these energies are going to be surfacing to be retired, to be released, to be, they'll show me when you do math, where you take a number and then you reduce it to the lowest common denominator. It's very purposeful. Very, very, very purposeful is what it feels like. I keep going.
I keep seeing a little flash of a very faint green. I've never seen it before.
Well, green is healing, my love.
Yeah. And do they want to talk about that? Is that Arcturian? Is that... Now it's feeling a little playful. But in just before I was called for my turn, and now I see it like right out of my eye.
I feel very good. I mean, I feel like you are exactly where you're supposed to be, and I do feel like you're progressing quite beautifully. Crown chakra, of course. I just feel like you're exactly where you're supposed to be. So, and remember, like, drop the belief that this is linear, you know, and just really receive everything in energy and consciousness. I just feel like you're exactly where you're supposed to be.
And it also feels each time my hand thinks it wants to take an Advil, it's like, this is the initiation also. Does that make sense
to you? Yeah, it's exactly how it feels.
It's more of, you know what you're doing.
Exactly.
I should put a question mark on that.
No, you're absolutely where you're supposed to be, is how it feels like to me.
It's big, and there's
dreams coming true. Dreams coming true. Okay. You're exactly where you're supposed to be.
It is interesting that I'll add that the first time, I don't know if it's the first and the last time, but when I had this kind of, it takes my breath away, back, sciatic, whatever that is, was when I was early pregnant with my daughter. And so I know the whole circular, it's big. And I think it's for women and mothers, daughters, and divine women. There's something really big happening here.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
And the month of September going into Kim and the, you know, the Jewish religions, which, yeah, the lingo, it's a whole new book and a whole new chapter.
That's exactly how it feels. Exactly how it feels. Yeah, I just keep seeing that same imagery where it's like the old costume is like opening up and you're going forward. Yeah.
And it's boom, like literally.
Yeah. Yeah, oh my gosh. I feel so good.
What it does this, like, it's really big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
All right. Happy healing.
Thanks. Okay.
Hey, Jenny Mac. Oh, I muted myself. So we don't want to do that. Hey, Jenny Mac. Definitely don't want to mute ourselves. That's the whole point. We definitely do not want to do that. Hi, sweetheart. How may we help you?
Maybe some of us do. just a message, please.
Okay. And say your first name.
Jennifer.
There's no going back. There's no going back. So somewhere in the beginning teaching, I remember that phrase. It's probably all I remember. But that's how I feel about you. There's no going back. So this is very important for you to consent, for you to travel. So it's like, it's almost like a duck. A duck doesn't look behind itself. It's like only forward movement, only forward advancement. The reason is, I don't know what it is, but there are going to be times where it's just going to feel like I'm no longer in Oz or whatever. I'm no longer in Kansas. That's what it was. But the point being that you're circulating with new energies. You're circulating with new establishments, and it's your right and priority to do so, because as you choose the light, as you choose to wake out of your slumber, it's like you're in new territory. And sometimes, you know, it's sort of like, well, I wanted advancement, but the other was more familiar, more comfortable, easier, whatever. So the more they're showing me, like when you just sort of float in water, the more you can float. In other words, the more you can relax and realize that this is your new establishment. This is your new resting spot. This is your new availability. It's almost like when you start a new grade at school, you know, it's exciting, but it's a little bit of angst because you don't know anyone yet and your best friend's in another class. What do you do? And so you're teaching yourself loveliness. You're teaching yourself highest value. You're teaching yourself really how strong you are, and the strength has to do with your connection to your higher intelligence, with your higher advancement, with your higher knowing, because this is the point of the growth of the ongoing process, is coming into your own victory, coming into your own source material. Now what you're going to find is, as you play along, as you, okay, I'm here, you know, let me get settled in, as you start working with these energies and these channelings, it's like the new door is going to open suddenly, like, oh, here's the next opening. So they keep saying play along, play along. In English, you're learning how to align with a new frequency, a new coursework, a new entitlement. Now, when I keep saying new, every time I say the word new, the energy coming through my body is fantastic, delightful. Oh gosh, it's really, 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 really delightful. And then I'm looking at these plants and subtly noticing that these new leaves have opened up. So this is the whole point where you're still getting your bearings, like you're still learning how to find your own way. Like I literally see when I went to college freshman year, and it's sort of like, now where's the cafeteria? Where is everything? So it's like exciting, but it's a little disorienting. So they keep saying this like over and over, play along, play along. Because as you do, I get it now, as you do. All right, so when I just said play along to you, I've got this picture, and there are trees in the picture that were just trees to me. But when I say play along, those trees are suddenly communicating with me. So this is the whole point. It's like, as you will play along or understand that you're in this new value, in this new stream of light, that there's new discovery, there's new awarenesses, abilities. Like, it's almost like this level speaks a new language. It's an energy language. So you're learning how to read the symbols. You're learning how to read the, it's like I'm listening to God everywhere I look. Energy is communicating with me. So you're learning how to, blossom. So this is her working with the chi ball, and that's what you're doing. Like, you're learning to work with it, and of course at the end all is groovy and well. But it's a new skill level. I hate to make it that like coarse, but in a way it is. It's a new, I said skill level, but that still sounds very linear to me. It's more of a new language, a new homecoming. A new language. This is how it feels. And say your name again, please.
Jennifer.
Yeah, heart for self. The more you can maintain, remember, love is our gasoline. So the more you maintain love for self, that's going to help. I got it now. That's going to really help you fine tune. That's going to help you At last, yeah, they're showing me the card Spiritual Strength. Love for self, love for self. It is very good. It is very, very good indeed. And did you have a question?
Is some of the resistance to play along, just like, I don't know, I'm feeling a lot of stuff like coming up around like speaking my truth and all that. And it's like this fear of not being received or accepted. And I know it's about going within and loving self and, you know, releasing that need for the illusion to show that to me. But is that what's holding back, or is it just simply that it's new and it's just new?
And say your name again, please.
Jennifer.
You're learning how to trust yourself. You're a leader. You're a leader. So when you're a leader, it means that you're not, oh gosh, how do I say this with love? Like the ego wants similarity. So this is why everybody wears the same kind of jeans and the same whatever, and why advertising works, because the ego wants to fit in, it wants to be liked, it wants to be supported. So we all give up our divine inheritance so that we all fit into mainstream. So because you're being plucked by God in a way, it's sort of like, ooh, remember who you are. It's a little daunting. It's a little, well, wait a minute, where's like my old comfort zone? Because it's no longer there. This is where I feel like I see myself literally freshman year, where I'm so happy to be there, but all my creature comforts are totally gone. Like, I don't even know how to go feed myself yet. So this is how it feels to me. So, and say your name one more time, please.
Jennifer.
You're on a mission in this lifetime. It reminds me so much of, it's probably a couple years now, where you thought you were just living this linear life and you just wanted like a spiritual way to do that. And the angels were just kind of giggling a little bit like, whoa, wait, it's the, you know, just wait. So this is the point. It's you're returning to your justified position, your justified pride. Think of any spiritual leader or someone you admire or whatever, and it's like how they are probably not, I don't want to say not, but you know, as they choose the light, as they choose their own harmony, as they choose their own respect of value, it places them in a different category where it's sort of like you can't vibrate to two different vibrations. You know, like a choice needs to be made. And say your name one more time, please.
Jennifer.
So you're learning how to choose your own homecoming. You're learning how to choose at last your own respectful authority. It's not so much what you say to another, as much as you coming of age within your own heart, within your own acknowledgement. So it's sort of like acknowledging spirit really does have my back and I really do need to honor what I know rather than pretending I don't know or trying to be what I'm not to fit in or whatever it is. And that is a very purposeful process because of your choice making. In other words, it's like you're the top dog. Like whatever it is you're got, like you're the leader. So a leader can't be following. Is what it is. All right, let me stop there. Does that make sense? And more importantly, did that answer your question? Because I don't know that if it did or not.
I don't even remember my question, but yes, I think it did. Okay. It made sense. Can I ask one more thing? Is this like how long is this cycle? Like, is this a big thing? It feels like a big thing to kind of move through where I feel like I am now mentally around still really wanting to just be like everybody else.
So this has been the day a big thing is what I will say. Listening to all the messages, listening to the energies. This is really about us being imported into a new reality. And that was basically the teaching today as well, of really moving us into a new timeline. So yes, I would say it's a big thing, but say your name again, please.
Jennifer.
Excuse me. You're being moved into your rightful position. Your rightful position.
Jeez. Okay, I feel like it's going to take a while.
Oh, okay. So I don't know why my brain's not working. So your question is this going to take a long time? I know what your question was. And say your name one more time, please.
Jennifer.
They're saying you're an overnight success. So it really has to do with your comfort level. You can be an overnight success. So it's as you choose, your choice. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you so much.
Yeah, there we go, new vitality coming together.
Sweet.
So look how happy everyone is in these cards. This is what they want me to show you. Like instead of looking at what you're releasing, yes. Look at what you're gaining. They're saying, look at the happiness.
Yeah. It's a good point.
All right. So much love.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Indeed, we surround each with light, love, jubilation, freedom, happiness, self-awareness. Until next time. Now, when I said until next time, I literally had this rose that came through our chakras, like blessing us, like in receivership. So beautiful. So much love to everyone. They're saying enjoy the ride because this is like our freedom. We're moving into freedom and enjoy it. Enjoy it. So it may be like a little bit of a bumpy road. They're showing me like if you were on some kind of open bus thing in India and it's a little bit of a bumpy road, but you know, you're going to the Taj Mahal or you're going to see the Dalai Lama or whatever. So in other words, it's a little bit of a bumpy road, but remember, we're moving into our stardom, is in essence what they're sharing. So much love. Thanks for joining. Thanks for, they're saying, witnessing. So we're witnessing our own retrieval. We're witnessing our own delight. We're choosing the upgrade. We're choosing the response. So remember, we have free will. So every time we consent, it's like angels from heaven clapping, rejoicing. And they mean that quite sincerely. We don't give ourselves, they don't like that I said negative, to give ourselves that clap, that love, that endurance, because they're saying our society does not approve of that. So we need to teach ourselves, you know, love is the way, love is the way. It's not just about loving another, forgiving another, because they know not what they do. It's bringing that home. Because what we teach is what we earn. In other words, what we've accepted is ultimately what we teach others. So much love. We will be back tomorrow, 7 p.m. Have a beautiful rest of your day.